New Shrine and Meditation Hall. On this special day, we are also inaugurating this new shrine and meditation hall. Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat, the founder of this ashrama, dreamed day and night of building shrines and temples dedicated to the sage of the holy hill of the beacon light, Bhagavan Ramana. His whole being was suffused with Bhagavan's presence, which manifested as a relentless, inspired, single-pointed devotion. The temples he dreamed of building were not mere physical structures to him. Let me put it in his own spirited words. Thou, Bhagavan, knoweth full well how from the earliest years of my childhood I have been seized with the single mission of unfurling thy banner in this world, so that thy direct path of practice of self-inquiry of who am I would be made available to all those men and women who have been thirsting for a drop of peace, bliss and happiness. This new hall is for that purpose only. It is for all of us who wish to experience a deeper meaning and purpose in life. May it inspire us to turn our minds to Him, the Self in our heart, and abide there. So much dedication and devotion on the part of numerous devotees who have contributed to its construction. I must admit that we are all fortunate that by my side another soul was planted on earth, my brother James Hattell, who planned and scrutinized every cubic inch of the building's design and contributed all his might to ensure that the construction did not deviate from his vision. This vision, I am certain, was inspired by Bhagavan. The statue you see here is James' own handiwork. The carved teakwood panels you see on the front door were brought back from India by Jim 10 years ago with this very entrance in mind. The first thing Jim constructed for the ashram was a barn door at the Nova Scotia ashram almost 40 years ago. He has continued all these years unreservedly to contribute his God-given talents to the ashram. I am, and we are all, eternally indebted to him. Words cannot express our gratitude. We are also indebted to everyone who contributed in any and all manner to this construction. There are too many names to mention. In the tradition of Bhagavan Ramana, we did not have to solicit donations for this project. Bhagavan has said, "Are we not children of Arunachala? Will he not take care of us? Do we have to beg?" No, we do not have to beg. We simply need to practice his simple and direct teachings to the best of our ability and leave it to him to take care of our needs, which he does. After completing 40 years in his ashram, I can testify to the truth of this infallible divine promise. I'll be overjoyed if all of you use this new shrine as an anchor for your deepest spiritual yearnings and see it as a symbol of the true foundation or ground of your existence. I wish that you all come here frequently and infuse this hall and shrine with your deepest devotion, your deepest meditations and expressions of your love, peace and joy. Then we will all benefit and experience an ever-deepening presence of the Divine, both within and without. We will all do as Bhagavan Sri Ramana has taught us, and what Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat wished, to live our lives absorbed forever in the holy hill of the beacon light, Arunachala Ramana.